With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, good Tuesday morning, I guess. Whatever. Blows. Last night, blew. I'll tell you this, Lance, we are live, and it's just beautiful out here.
It really is.
But, and a great morning. Just perfect. The grass is just perfect. We're at Constellation Field, where they got an 11 o'clock game today, so that's going to be totally sweet. Come on out to Constellation Field. Get your kids out here. Cheap. It's inexpensive. And it's a great place for kids today to come and hang up. What an atmosphere last night. The first quarter, or at least the first half of the first quarter, I've ever seen it any better. It was on fire. Place was full. Everybody was into it. The Rockets jumped out. You got your first technical on Draymond. And they're looking at it, whether or not it's a flag. I mean, that one came true in the first minute of the game.
It took nothing.
That one came through in the first minute of the game. At some point in this series, you will see Draymond. The referees will look, and that'll happen another time or two in this series. But that place was just electric. And then Kevin Durant. And here's the deal is I don't know how to be disappointed in this basketball team, because that team that they played last night is just better.
And watching it, I mean, I felt the same way. I was like, I mean, I'm thinking, well, what are my storylines here? What are my narratives for the show tomorrow? And what am I I'm just kind of analyzing. I just said, there was a time the Rockets were going shot for shot, like a heavyweight fight. And this is going to pain me to say, because I know everyone got all pissed off about it, but I think Barkley and Shaq were right at halftime. It was 56-56, but I did not feel good about that at all.
No.
Because I felt like, man, I don't know that the Rockets can shoot it better than this. I mean, they're shooting lights out. They're playing pretty good basketball. And it's 56-56, and they're at home, and the energy was great in the building and all that stuff. And they really do have to work harder to get their baskets. Golden State started getting back cuts, the easy layups. Like, the Rockets have to – the Golden State, I give them a lot of credit. They've really changed up their offense with the inclusion of Kevin Durant. They do a lot of different things to get easy baskets. They've gone to more of almost a Princeton offense where they will spread you and back cut you, and it's, you know, I'm not saying one offense is better than the other, the Rockets versus the Warriors, because they've both been successful. But James Harden, if I told you this, John, all right, well, between James Harden, Chris Paul, and Eric Gordon, the Rockets are going to score 79 points. They're going to shoot 52% from the field. Chris Paul is going to get 11 rebounds. And James Harden is going to shoot 5 of 9 from the three-point line. The three of them combined will make 10 threes between those three. Those are the three guys you really want to score. And then you say, well, what about Capella? Okay, well, Clint Capella is only going to have 6 rebounds, but 6 rebounds and 2 blocks. Well, you know what? Let me leave Capella out of the mix, because he didn't do anything in the second half. It was all first half. And he did defend now. They don't like it when Clint Capella's defending them. None of the Warriors. From Kevin Durant to Steph Curry. But if I told you that about those three guys, you would think, that's a win.
Yeah.
You're getting how much? from those guys? Oh, you're getting 79 points. They're going to shoot it well from three. You think, well, that's a W. No, you got beat by 13 at home. Kevin Durant was so unbelievable yesterday. And eventually, what Kevin Durant said makes a lot of sense. Teams are going to give them a good look in the first half, but can they continue the torrid pace that Golden State sets? Like, the Rockets were matching punch for punch with the Warriors, doing great. And then in the third quarter, when you let up, it's just like we've seen this with other teams. We've seen this a lot in football where when Brady and the Patriots were in their prime, like especially with Randy Moss, when they had that year, it took one off quarter for you and you were finished. You had no chance. I felt like that with the Rockets. Once they got down by eight with Golden State, I just felt like it's boat race time. And that's exactly what it turned into. Too many turnovers from James and Eric Gordon in the second half. You had your bench players sucked booty. Luke, how many?
Oh, he was bad.
How many layups does he have
to miss?
Well,
the whole team, how many layups did they miss? I mean, it was chippy after chippy, and I'm like,
Bamute was 0 for 6. He was minus 14.
Yeah. No, he was
the
bad.
The worst on the team.
He was bad, but he wasn't the only one. The only guy that had a plus on the plus minus was Nene, and I thought it was terrible to have him on the floor.
6 minutes. He was too slow.
Oh, my God.
You could see. And Ryan Anderson, they put him in for 5 minutes. They're like, nope.
Nope.
As soon as he missed one shot, they're like, nope.
Nope.
No reason to have him out here.
Quite frankly, you almost got to keep Crazy Gerald on the field, on the court.
God, man, he is terrifying.
Well, but even
defensively,
still,
he was falling asleep.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh, no,
come on, Gerald. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, and I thought
the
was
benches
it KJ
were,
that made the point, or I forget who it was, sent it to me on Twitter. Said, why is, okay, James Harden can rest later. Why is James Harden not on the floor for 42 minutes? Why is he sitting on the bench?
Well, he got hit in the, I think he got the wind knocked out of him. But his usual minutes, his average minutes are 36. I think they're going to go to, I don't think you want to blow him out the first game.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. There's a lot of rest in the series.
I think he'll get his rest, but I mean, other guys still have to do their jobs too. James could have played 42 minutes; they weren't winning that game.
No,
they didn't. They didn't play enough defense. They lost some of their defensive rotations. But you know, I didn't think the Rockets played bad. I really didn't. I didn't come away from that game
That's
thinking, "Boy, the Rockets sucked." I just thought the Golden State Warriors. I mean, when Kevin Durant was making everything, and then, of course, at some point, you're going to fall asleep on Klay Thompson. He's going to make threes like they're layups. Steph Curry didn't even play well.
No. No, he didn't. 8 for 15. If that's not playing well. But he was just 1 of 5 from three.
Yeah. And they didn't really get a lot off the bench. I mean, there wasn't anybody. I guess Sean Livingston had 7. And he had five boards, but there was
Nick Young.
He did. And you know, here's the thing: the Rockets had a couple of plays. One was James. They had a steal. Capella had a steal. The momentum was really turning around. They had a steal. They threw it up to James. It was like a 3-on-1. James couldn't finish. The Warriors went back the other way and hit either a 2 or a 3. And I was like, man, I think it was just a 2. It was like there's a 4-point swing that should have been an easy 2 for the Rockets. Well, it looked like it was going to be an
and
easy
then there
two.
Was another one where they made a big basket and the crowd was on its feet. The Rockets were back in it and they were and on a charge. I think the Rockets may have made a few baskets in a row, and it went left and came back right, and Nick Young is standing
hit that dumb ass open 3.
But you remember James Harden where the dude fell?
Yeah, he was
and James
open
just
like
stood
that.
There. He could have stood there for about
it was like James
10
first
seconds.
Basket was the
right.
Same way for whatever reason.
And Nick Young hit that shot, and then I was like,
I know that
it
was
just took the
it
air
went
out
from
of the
7 because it was down to 7 and went back up to 10.
10,
yeah.
And so that was just deflating. And again, you know, who do you put the blame on for the Rockets? Quite frankly, this team just makes you think: is it their fault or is it just they're not good enough? You know what?
I don't know.
If they lose this,
they could have played better. They could have played better.
Yeah, they could have hit some more. Say they could have hit some more shots.
I mean, they turned it over 13. They could have dropped the turnovers. I seriously thought, you know, Gerald Green let guys get away from him defensively. Bamute was just awful yesterday. Just awful at the rim, no less. Too many turnovers from Eric Gordon. He just lost his mind.
Eric Gordon was terrible at the rim.
I didn't think James wasn't bad at all. Chris Paul wasn't bad. Like, your two best players played pretty well, and you got beat 13. It's almost more disheartening if they hadn't played well. I mean, they played pretty well in the first half, and it stretches in the second half, but Golden State was just too good. You're just going to have – I mean, Golden State's got to miss some. And then you look at the box score and you say, well, Golden State only shot 39% from three and 52 from the field. My God, it seems like they shot 75 from the field and 60 from three. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. No, it absolutely did. 713-780-3776 is the number.
We've already got calls if you want to jump in on them.
Yeah,
Gary,
absolutely.
Julian. Let's get Julian in here, Dell.
Yeah, Julian is first, and then Gary will be in here. Julian, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good, man. Listen, huge Rockets fan, but listen, I've been agreeing with, you know, you guys throughout the week or so that the Rockets are going to have to play a lot harder, you know, in this series. This series, actually, in my eyes, would be their championship if they can win this. Now, your role players are really going to have to probably step up a lot more. If they're not in, and I'm talking on an offensive level, with Gerald Green, Ariza, who, you know, got in foul trouble, Luke, who, you know, was doing what he was doing yesterday, if those guys aren't scoring at least in high teens to low 20s, including James and Chris, then, you know, you're going to have a blowout game, basically, on what you're going to like you had last night. Now, P.J. Tucker, defensively, yes, he's great. Offensively, he is what he is.
He's streaky.
But I think it was in the first quarter, he got fouled on that three-point shot with Draymond and missed. And he only made, like, one out of the three free throws.
Yep.
This basically is the Rockets championship, and these guys have to be much more committed to doing much more than what they're used to doing. If that means staying to 11, 12 o'clock at night just shooting free throws because you're not really that good, that's what you got to have to do to beat this team. And then as well, too, the offensive rebounds. I mean, Rockets, I know, are run and gun and shoot, get back on transition, that's fine. But you may have to switch it up a little bit with this Golden State team because they're going to go ahead and make their transition shots. Rockets, if they're off, they're off, and then, you know, they're not going to get any other points anywhere else. So I feel that they may have to change up the scheme a little bit, get those offensive rebounds, because your 3 points are not going to hit all the time. And you got to get rebounds somewhere else. Capella can't do it all. Trevor, you know, can't probably do it all as far as the big men to try to get the rebound. And, I mean, they're going to have to change up the scheme for tomorrow night. If not, they're going to be down 0-2, and it's going to be tough.
Well,
thanks, Julie.
Listen, the commitment, I ain't buying that. The intensity of that net building last night
was
off the charts.
But you know what? When you get a three, here's what it is. I don't want to call it Georgetown Villanova. I don't want to go all the way back there. But it almost felt like, man, you got to really be.
You gotta be
not perfect, but you got to be just a step below it.
You're playing the Warriors.
And, well, when they're on their A game, you have to be perfect. And I felt like they were.
Even when they're on their B game. This is one of the great teams of all time. This is
because you have to fade three guys who can score 30 on any given.
This is one of the NBA's great teams of all time. So, I mean, when you're talking about a team that won 73 games, that is not a hyperbole. This is what, and for this era, what they do is perfect. This is a perfect team. So, the commitment, I'm telling you, the Rockets would have beaten in with that intensity last night. I don't know that there's another team in the NBA that the Rockets wouldn't have beat.
No, I said the same thing to myself. I said the exact same thing yesterday. Before I went to bed, I said, I think they beat every team the way they played tonight in the league. Every team, Celtics, Cavs, Sixers, every team, and they got beat 13 tonight. Now, granted, there was some stupid fouling going at the end that put the game over the total. But the Rockets, you could see the Rockets just became, in the last 3 to 4 minutes, it was just like, God, there's just nothing we can do. I don't think Kevin Durant's not going to shoot like that all series.
Why?
Well, I mean,
why?
Odds are he's not going to. Here's the other odds. Odds are James isn't getting you 40 a night either. So you're not going to be able to rely on James's performance.
No, this was James' game one, which he has 40 in every time.
Yeah, and James gave you a great game.
And now he goes down to 18.
Is this a game two? The game twos?
Yeah. All right, 714 ESPN 97.5. Gary, you're next. When we come back right here, live from Constellation Field, where the Blue Crabs are in town for a seven-game series. Have you ever seen a seven-game series? Well, you see one here. Okay, the Blue Crabs are here from Southern Maryland, and it's go time here at Constellation Field at 11, so come on out. You need to talk about testosterone.
Good. Let me tell you about Men's T Clinic. Three locations in Houston. I'm sorry, four. They open up the Pasadena location. That's at Fairmont in the Beltway right in front of the Target. That's your Pasadena location. Your Pearland location is 288 in Discovery Bay. Your Cypress location is 290 in Barker Cypress. And then in the Heights, it's actually right off of I-10 and Durham. It's a Durham exit, 1801 Durham, right there, Durham and I-10. At any of the locations, it's the same protocol. You go in, you fill out your paperwork, they give you a test, they determine whether or not your testosterone is low. If it is not low, they will let you know, and you can look for what the other cause of your issues are, because it's not testosterone. If it is testosterone that is making you lose your drive, a lack of converting belly fat to lean muscle mass, you're not getting the same thing out of your workouts, you struggle to finish workouts because you're so fatigued, you have an overall lack of drive, it can be libido in the bedroom, it can be the drive at the workplace and not going all out like you used to, it can be just a fog of constant fatigue. These are all potential signs. It doesn't have to be all of them. It can be one of them that is a telltale sign for you. Once they determine you have low testosterone, and the whole key is getting in there the first time, they can start to treat you. And I'm telling you what, it was the big difference maker for me over 2 years ago when I discovered that was an issue for me. Because once I started getting treated, I had all this energy level. It went back up to where it was supposed to be. And instead of just saying, well, I guess this is what life is like now, I'm just always going to be exhausted, I was back to being the real me. I just didn't know it. So make the decision to stop in. Go to the website, menstclinic.com, or call them this morning at 713-568-1175. Tell them Lance Zierlein told you about it. They'll make sure they get you in and out quickly, and you will get the results that you need once you start getting treatments from menstclinic.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, this is The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live from Constellation Field. And on a crap morning. Here now, Sugar Land is nice. I don't know how affected you are by last night, Sugar Land. I mean, your own little township.
This is their team too. This is their team.
The Skeeters are their team. And you know what?
Well, I mean,
Skeeters won 14-1 last night.
They have a basketball team here.
Well, that's all right. Well, Raheel plays, I'm sure, for their basketball team.
They're not repping Raheel's basketball team.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this: is that it. The realization, I'm having a hard time, and this Rockets team gave us a lot of pleasure this year. I'm not saying it's over.
Is it not? Yeah, it is one game.
It is one game, but...
But now you must, game two is a must win.
That was...
And then you got to go win one in Golden State.
That was, I think that was the realization set in for me. You know, I was, being next to you... I grabbed one of your Thunder Sticks and I started pounding it on our desk.
Don't listen to him.
Del, did I not?
He didn't start pounding the one.
Took one of Lance's Thunder Sticks and I started pounding the desk. And so both of us.
He did have three. So
I grabbed.
You grabbed one and he still had his two. So you guys are good.
So Lance has three just in case someone takes one of his?
Just in case someone wants to jump in.
Waddell, that's not true.
It is kind of.
It is true. John yesterday was talking about, screw Steve Kerr. Screw the Warriors. We win in game one. And then yesterday happened.
Well, yeah, and then yesterday happened. And then the realization. Here's the thing. Like 7 minutes into the game, after the, I'm telling you, that place was on fire. It was as good. Every play, Draymond technical, screaming at him, James knocking down threes. The whole place was, I mean, you want to talk about lit. That place was lit, and they're up three. And
was it
like, oh
was
my
the
God.
Place woke?
It was 13-10.
Was it woke?
Woke and lit.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was.
Dell?
The place
was it?
Dell, the place was woke.
That's not the proper way to use that word.
It is to me.
I know it is.
So
you're an appropriator.
But dude, you look up and it's 13-10 and you're like, "What?"
No. It was like off the bat. It was
oh,
like
13-4.
Oh.
Like,
take this ass whipping, yeah. Golden State. Take this ass whipping back with you. Take it back to the Bay Area. Oh. How is it tied? How are we tied already?
They're up two?
How is it 31-29 Warriors?
God.
This doesn't – how did they do this? Are they – did they give – did the – you know, it felt like I was watching a YMCA game. I think the scorekeeper gave them two of ours. Go check. D'Antoni. They gave them the two. We had the two.
Parents yelling from the stands.
They gave him the two. It's 31-26.
No.
No, it was the scorekeeper had it right.
713-780-3776.
That was sad. That was a sad part.
713-780-3776.
I didn't like it that much. I didn't like that part that much.
Yeah, I liked it. I got my T-shirt. I got an HOU T-shirt. And I was wearing it. Somebody wanted me to send a selfie. And I said, well, I'm not 12, so I'm not doing that. But But it was, you want to talk about, and so I don't want to hear it from the Rockets or anybody else. I know the Rockets call every season ticket holder every day, every game, and say, can you please show up on time? That'd be great. Would you please?
Do they?
Yeah.
Everyone did this time.
Everybody did. It was fire. It was woke. It was unbelievable. Huh. It was the best atmosphere I think I've seen in the first 5 minutes of a Rockets game, and we've seen a lot of great atmosphere. I mean, big games in Toyota Center, but that was the best. I mean, that was the best. And then just, oh, God, they're just so good. They're just so good. And listen, this is what I think I wrote about midway through the season on SportsMap. If they're just not good enough, if you're playing an all-time team, and they're just not good enough, then that's, you know what, you can have exactly what Mike D'Antoni said. He said, you know, let's revel in this regular season. And let's, you know what, the best record, we got the MVP, we put together a team that was a lot of fun to watch, all of those things. And shut up, D'Antoni, but here's the deal. You're playing in an era with one of the great teams in NBA history. That's what you're dealing with right now. Is the series over? No, you still got a chance. But quite frankly, what I saw last night, I don't care how well you play. Where would you rank, honestly, Durant's fadeaway? I'm telling you, that thing, Abdul-Jabbar skyhook, the dream shake, and Durant's fadeaway are three of the most unstoppable shots in basketball history.
I'd say Jordan's fadeaway was up there too, in the post,
yeah,
in the triangle.
That was, yeah.
But maybe you're right. I think maybe those other three, I would almost put it with the sky hook.
The sky hook.
I love Dream Shake, but the Dream Shake.
Yeah, but that was impossible to stop too.
There was a bunch of counter moves off of it. Like that was a series of moves.
Right.
This is just like, look, I'm about to jump over you. I'm about to just jump over you, and I'm 6'10". So, I mean, if you think you can do anything, the one guy that bothered him, he couldn't score on Capella. Capella guarded him twice. He couldn't score. I almost think you've got to try to play Capella on him, as crazy as it sounds, because Capella's got enough athleticism and length. But you can't – they did the same thing. They were setting up matchups. They were they isolated James the first three possessions. They got James into the matchups against Steph Curry.
And fell in love.
Yeah, and they realized the same way the Rockets were matching up on – who is the big number five?
Looney.
They kept matching James on Looney and Steph were the two that they were going after. The problem is Golden State's always going to be more efficient. This is why I said you can't out-Golden State, Golden State. I don't care what you do. When you try to out-Golden State, Golden State, which is what they did yesterday, this is what happens. You lose. If you try to just score a bunch of points and go shot for shot, it has to be you have to beat them up physically. You got to out-hustle them. You got to have lower turnovers, and you got to out-beat them on the boards. And you physically just have to defend. That's the only way you can beat them in a series. You can't out-Golden State them. You can't just say, yo, really? We'll stay shot for shot with you, because eventually you're not going
well,
to.
Well, I don't know. How did they beat them?
How
did they beat
them
twice? How did they beat them twice in a regular season? Here's the deal is Lamont sends me a tweet. Oh, John, what are you saying? They're better. The Rockets beat them twice in a regular season. The regular season's the regular season. The regular season is the regular season and whatever.
Well, they
but
did.
But here's the deal is they D up. I'm telling you, there is no let up. And you know, Raheel has been saying for, hey, this is not the same defensive team. It's just not the same defensive team as it was in past. Well, it was last night. It was last night.
They were really good. I thought they were good
closing out on threes.
But the Rockets screwed. See, this was pissing me off yesterday. You cannot just keep jab stepping inside when they close you out and then running back to the three-point line. They had four that they had so many late shot clock. I swear to God, I thought I was watching old school Van Gundy slash even Rick Adelman, you know, where the Rockets would dribble out, and they were like, oh my God, 2.5 seconds on the shot clock. What are they gonna do? Heave, nothing. If they close you out that aggressively, you have to penetrate and you got to go win at the basket. Bamute did it and lost every time, 0 for 6. And he had bunnies to drop in, and he couldn't do it. You cannot just stay. If they're challenging you at the three and giving you the opportunity to drive, you got to take it because Golden State's going to take it. You can't just sit out there at three when they are out there closing you out and crowding
nice.
You on the three.
You know, Tucker had a chance. Here's the deal is they have got to – they have got to not. You know what? It is. It's about Tucker and Bamute and Ariza. And even with Ryan Anderson, when he gets his one shot, he's got to hit it. The reason that the Rockets are as good as they are is because they have got to get those guys. Those guys have got to perform. They have got to knock down their opportunities. Otherwise, it can't be just James, Chris Paul, and Eric Gordon. It just can't be.
The Rockets held them to 124 in one game, the Warriors. 108 in the other one. They won the one that was 108. They obviously lost the one when they scored 124. And where's the other game?
The first game of the year.
The very first game of the year, Rockets held them to 121.
To see.
But that's not the way you're going to beat them.
That is how you beat them.
No, you got to defend. You're not going to
stop those guys from scoring, though, dude. You're just not. You're just
well. You don't have to let them have 119. You better keep it in the 108 range. I think that's reasonable.
Hmm. Is it?
Yeah,
is
I do think so. I don't. Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. I mean, the Rockets first of all gave them, a bunch of free throws at the end of the game to push it up a little bit. I mean, it should have been way under the total.
Let's get Gary in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, the Rockets need to take care of, like, the easy buckets because there have been a couple times on a pick and roll where Capella flashed to the bucket and no one was around them. They just held the ball out around the three-point line.
Yeah, easy dunk-down dunks. And they missed it.
They missed them.
They got to take advantage of those, and they got to take advantage of their backcuts. That's the difference in the game. Because Golden State, they got their easy backcut layups and everything. And the Rockets had the same opportunities. They just got to take advantage of those. And that game is probably, you know, a two-point game late in the fourth quarter instead of a 13-point lead.
Yeah, I tell you, so when they were flashing, you know, Golden State started figuring out they're not going to – if it's not a lob to Capella, they're not going to target him. I think they've got to take more chances with Capella around the rim. He's pretty decent around the rim.
But James, good Lord. Again last night, he's thrown it up to Capella, and he wasn't even – he had no chance to go up and get it. And good Lord, come on. I know you want Clint to get – but you're running in just to nail a teardrop. Do anything but throwing it to nobody. He did that a couple of times last night where Capella had no chance to get the lob. That's maddening to me. Maddening. James, you got a shot. Take the shot. And save James some money, will you?
He's got plenty. I don't know if James – well, look, if James wanted to save money, he could go to Bill Advisor. They'd save him a bunch of money too. Really, it'd be no different than you guys. His package is going to be pretty much the same in terms of cell phone, internet, all this and that. His energy bill might be a little bit higher for his home. I will admit that. But they can help you with energy, cell phone, home phone, satellite, cable, home insurance, auto insurance, home security, internet. I'm talking about all of them. Here's a reason. They cost $12.99 a month. If they can't save you $300, they'll give you all your money back and a big Amazon gift card. I mean, they've got so many guarantees in place. But we're talking about Bill Advisor. What they do is they negotiate on your behalf to get you new customer rates. And you'd be surprised how often it is successful. Their average savings are between $800 and $900. But here is what is kind of, I think, a little almost misleading, is the fact that it's going to go even higher. I remember when it used to be 700, then it went 8 to 900. The more they save people in the 2 and 3,000s, the more that average is going to go higher. They saved me $2,000 the first year. The second year, just by looking over my bill on a monthly basis, they said, hey, Lance, we just saved you $14 a month. They tried to raise your rates on internet. We fought them, got it back down $14 a month. They saved me $1,400 this annually so far this year, starting in January, and we're only right now in April. No, we're not. We're in May. So I'm going to have them go out and get me a new iPhone, get it all, you know, get it activated without the activation fee. These are things they do for you. The little things that you can't do for yourself, they do it, and they do it great. Go to BillAdvisor.com or text money to 232323. That's money to 232323 and find out how Bill Advisor can shop your bills for you for just one low monthly fee.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, the Rockets lost last night, so the Astros. They scored one run. But we're still doing the name game, which means you got a chance to win a prize. And today's winner, when we mention the name, wins a gift certificate to St. Bernard. It's a premier destination for all ski, swim, and designer apparel with stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. We're not doing it here, but if you continue to listen, we'll set you up for your opportunity to win something in the name game today. Now back to John and Lance out at Constellation Field.
I want to say something real quick because I think my kids are headed to school. Snacks, I hear you're mad because half of your apple fritter disappeared before bedtime last night. I don't know where it went, but whoever ate it probably did that because you said that James Harden's defense last night was trash. Here, listen to this, John. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Let me hear.
Harden's actually played pretty good defense this game, don't you think?
No, I think he's played trash defense.
You don't think he's locked them down?
No. I'm sorry, he was doing fine with KD, and now he stinks at the thing.
What'd he say?
At the start, he was good with KD, and now he stinks at it. And his defense is trash. James Harden looked like one of the better defenders in the league yesterday.
Sounded like a sitcom almost a little bit.
We had the game in the background. He's screaming and yelling.
I thought that was a studio audience.
At one
audience.
Point, he's yelling at Chris. No, that was Harlan or whoever's calling the game. At one point, he was yelling at Harden after he made a three, like, stop shooting that. I'm like, he's got 36 points. He's 13 of 19. Like, who do you want to shoot? Who do you want to shoot right now? Do you want Bamute? This is as good as it's probably going to get for James in the series. What are you talking about?
Look, Snacks is feeling what every Rocket fan is feeling, because the Warriors make everything feel like it's do or die.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you miss two shots in a row, they can be up by eight. So
it really does
all
feel
Snacks
like that.
Is feeling is like, oh man, we just missed a shot. Game
well,
over.
And I ate half his apple.
Well, you did do that because yeah. You're terrible.
It's not
father.
His name anymore. It's Chongo.
Chongo.
His name? Yeah, it's not Snacks.
Yeah, he's trying to rebrand. And I said, I'll give you another nickname. First, he was trying to go Cobra. And I said, no one's calling you Cobra. I said, oh, you want a new nickname? How about this? Chongo. He goes, great. That's it. Call me Chongo. I said, I'm not calling you Chongo. I was trying to come up with something so terrible you wouldn't take it. He goes, nope, Chongo. I caught him playing video games on the computer. There's some game. And his name that he put in, Chongo. I'm like, you're really doing this? That's who you are? He goes, yep, I'm Chongo. I'm already telling people at school.
Listen, he's got to be punished if you catch him watching Peppa Pig, okay?
Yep.
Is he trying to watch Peppa Pig?
No.
He wasn't?
No, they watch basketball.
You know what's happening on Peppa Pig, don't you?
No, what? Mm.
They're putting in online. Apparently someone's putting porn frames into the Peppa Pig. Some
are
kids
you
are
serious?
Watching porn.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, so he's watching. Kids watching.
If anybody catches their kid watching Peppa Pig online, you know what they're doing, okay?
Yeah.
If they're trying to watch, I'm in here by myself. No, the door's staying locked. No.
Right.
Do not let your kids watch Peppa Pig with the door locked.
There have been some unusual lockings of doors lately in my house.
Christian is next up here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Christian?
Good morning, John Granato, Lance Zierlein, and Delvin. How y'all doing?
Delvin.
Yeah, we're okay.
Diesel.
For three. What's going on, Christian?
And nothing much other than the fact that I feel a little bit down, much like all of Houston feels down after what happened last night with the Rockets game. And I got to ask, and this is a two-part question. Well, actually, this is a question and a statement. But first of all, when it comes down to last night's game, do you think that the Rockets should be feeling at least a little bit of pressure going into game two tomorrow night? And also, I know you, Mr. Zierlein, already liked the tweet I posted out about an hour ago, but I think it pretty much sums what the Rockets should be going through, you know, going into practice today for tomorrow's game.
Well, remind me what it was. I remember.
It was a tweet of an old Dusty Rhodes promo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You took one eye, Daddy, but you didn't take them both. I'm still breathing. I'm still breathing, baby. Eye for an eye. It's an old Dusty Rhodes promo. It's pretty tight. And Dusty, the Road Warriors, you know, took one of his eyes, obviously, because they probably gouged it out. But they didn't gouge out both of them. So Dusty's basically said, I'm still breathing. And it says Road Warriors. We could maybe cut out the road and just say Warriors, and that could be a hype video before. I think it's a bad sign when you're using, like, 1982 hype videos from wrestling to try to get you going.
Mm.
That's probably not the greatest sign, but it was somehow weirdly appropriate once I watched it. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. I actually did like that. How about this, John? Two things. Nestor says, the reason we lost is because all they did was dribble till 3 or 4 seconds left, then jacked up bull, and then he did a poo emoji after that. He said, we'll get swept if they pull that poo emoji again. Blame the dumb A coach for allowing it to happen, FML. There's a lot of things that are have to be coded in there from what Nestor's saying because he's using language. Casey says, the biggest problem and main difference between regular season wins over Golden State last night where the Eric Gordon's a shell of himself. Dude looks lost out there. There's some truth in that. I think Nestor's got a little more truth. The Warriors' offense flowed. The Rockets, at one point, became forced.
Yep.
Very forced.
Well, it is. That's rocket ball, though, dude. I mean,
sometimes it flows.
No, it absolutely does. And when they were passing the ball, touch passes, move it. Damn it, I've said this before. I want five passes. Five passes. And if not, you're off the floor.
Hoosiers. Go get the Hoosiers clip where it says five passes. My team's on the floor.
My team is on the floor.
Coach, you don't have James Harden out there.
Well,
my team is on the floor.
No, honestly, dude,
The ISO ball. Good Lord, stop it. It is not going to win crap.
You know what? It worked yesterday, and it didn't work.
It didn't. No, it didn't work because it's going to catch up to you.
But if you know, here's the thing, because I've really been thinking about this a lot, because they have two offenses. There's one when Chris runs the offense, and there's one when James. Like, there's literally two different offenses.
Chris does
right?
the ISO too.
Well, no, he does too, especially when he feels like he needs to score. But but off the ball, there's motion going on. Off the ball, there is motion. Motion's great, and even when James has it, sometimes he'll run motion. Motion's great if you're getting cuts to the basket and you're exploiting back cuts to the basket. The motion game is all about creating separation so that you can get easier looks. It doesn't always have to be three mathematicians. You're going to have to get to the rim and get those makes. Bamute's got to get makes. Yeah, somebody brought up, Zach said, I'm not blaming the refs, but that missed backcourt violation, it didn't help. And you were up seven at the time, or
yeah,
you were down
you
seven.
Stopped playing because you were arguing with the ref. Oh, yeah. By the way, a Scott Foster ref a game, 0-5 now the last 2 years, when Scott Foster is the referee.
Do you think there's anything to it?
Well, the yeah, I think he sucks.
Okay.
No, I think he is horrible. By the way, yeah, but how many freaking fouls in the lane that they didn't call? I mean, they let him play last night, which I like a little bit.
Yeah,
but
I
there
love
were
it.
Some there was a freaking an assault in the lane, and then the rebound goes off, and they call a ticky-tack foul on the Rockets on trying to reach. After the rebound came in, I was like, are you kidding me? Kevin Durant just assaulted James Harden in the lane, came across his body full force, and James barely got the shot off, and they called a ticky-tack foul on Capella, I think, going the other way. I was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
That was terrible.
But the refs, I didn't see enough to say the refs were a major factor in that one. I thought Kevin Durant should have fouled out in the second quarter. It would have been better.
Yeah. It was
Now,
this is something. Why didn't they keep going at Draymond when they had his goat?
Because they clearly did.
They did.
Either that or he did that intentionally to send a little, just to try to intimidate James. Because you know what's interesting? We had a little conversation yesterday in the building with somebody who said James is not a big fan of aggressive confrontation. Mm. With P.J. Tucker in the past, who's now on his team, which is a win, Tony Allen, and there was one other player, and I can't remember who the other player is. I almost wonder if, because I couldn't find anything in there that was pissing off Draymond. I was like, there's nothing. I just don't see anything. It felt like Draymond was doing that on purpose. Now, it didn't really have an effect because James had a really good game.
He had a really good game.
So
that wasn't.
But it almost felt like what was Draymond doing?
Well, he, I don't know.
How was he pissed?
He was caught up. I'm telling you, that building – in that first 2 minutes of that game was on fire, and he got caught up in it. He really got caught up in it. And we got to take a break here. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I got to tell you about Coors. Cool, clean,
it's been
refreshing.
A while since you talked about that.
Well, I was
– Well,
you know how many
for
times,
a commercial.
You know how many times
for I – For a commercial. You talked about it a lot yesterday.
You know how many times I said it yesterday?
Plenty.
Coors Light. Lisa, two Coors Lights.
We were
Lisa.
Talking about the aviary in Chicago. You're like, they didn't have a Coors Light flight.
No.
They don't have anything with Coors. I was like, they don't have Coors Light flights there. They should. That's what you said.
Well, why would you want to go there then? I mean, aviary, yeah, great. Do you have Coors Light? No, then I'm not going. I'm sorry. That's just silly to me. You know what they got at Toyota Center last night? There was a guy there. Well, I can't tell you who, but the number of times that we went back to that bar and grabbed Coors Light, he was like, are you kidding me? You're going back again. What? Yes, I'm going back again. Me and Justin, we're going back and getting another cold Coors Light. It is awesomeness. That's right. I said it, and I meant it, and I love it, and you can't stop me. I am going to tell you about Coors Lights for the rest of my life because I love them. I love them with all my heart. And you will love them, too. That's all you got to do is try them. Clean, cold, crisp, refreshing. Lagered, packed cold, 102 calories, 5 carbs. That's all. That's it. Case closed. Coors Light. Clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It doesn't matter who has a bad game or who's missing shots. Like, you know, we're in this, and I'm, whether it's myself or Chris or anybody, keep going. You know, keep shooting your shot and keep being aggressive. We've got, you know, this far doing that and having that mindset. So we're just going to continue it.
I tell you what, that's James Harden talking about. I'm really not blaming anybody. I don't think you can blame. You're just going to have to defend better. You got to keep the Warriors from getting the easy baskets. You got to make your easy baskets. If Bamute makes three of his six layups he missed, and they were all layups, there's 6 points. If you stop two of their layups that you gave them on back cuts, there's four more points. There's 10 points right there. At some point, you know, the two guys that were really important last year were Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. Ryan was really important on road games, not so much home. And they are just turning into – Ryan Anderson is just basically nothing on the bench now. Eric Gordon, you see the points and you think he had a good game, but he had four turnovers. I mean, you can't give the ball – those are giveaway possessions. You can't give the possessions away against the Warriors. You need to beat them in a turnover game, and they were plus four against you turnover-wise. Kevin Durant's going to make some tough shots. Klay Thompson is going to – I mean, there were – here. You mentioned Nick Young, Swaggy's wide-open three. Klay Thompson had two that were wide open as well.
Wide open.
You can't have bust defensively like that against – because Klay, I have never seen Klay Thompson ever miss an open three in my entire life.
No.
He is – as far as my human eyes, I've seen him make 119 consecutive threes now when he's wide open. He will never, ever miss, ever, a wide-open three because it's a layup for him.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a better shooter than Steph Curry, if I'm being honest. Pure shooter, form, everything. I'm not sure that he's not a better shooter than Steph.
Yeah, Steph is.
He's 44% from three this year, Klay Thompson.
No, he had a great year. I don't know. Okay.
Bamute's not even 44%.
Okay, your life is on
layups.
The line. Who you want, Steph or Klay Thompson?
Is it an open three?
Yes, it's an open three.
Klay Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, I think Klay Thompson, they're both. I honestly don't know that there's a difference.
I want Steph shooting it.
I don't know that there's a difference.
All right,
Dell, who you got?
Life on the line. You will die. You'll get beheaded.
Yeah. Man, this is such an aggressive game. All right, Dell, if you miss, you're beheaded.
What do you want, Steph or Klay?
Hey, Dad, before you drop us off, see if who gets beheaded.
Or Eric Gordon. Which one?
No, not Eric Gordon. Dell, who's your pick? Klay or Steph? I'm going to go Klay.
I'll take standstill jumper. I'll take Klay. As for standstill open jumper, I think I'd take Klay.
Really? I got Steph.
And that's the problem.
And you we
got a beheading question going on, and they've got two guys that can make it.
Let's get Curtis in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to remind the city of Houston that with the exception of the Rockets in Orlando, which was, I think, an anomaly ordained by God, you know, we're never going to just come in here with confidence and just destroy one of the greatest NBA teams, if not the greatest NBA team in NBA history. We have to have our back to the wall. Just because that's how Houston does it. Same thing happened with the Astros. You know, the Yankees pretty much had to punch us in the face. You know, and that's why I actually liked us losing to the Jazz, because I felt we were a little big-headed coming into this series with the Warriors. And I just feel we need something to build on always. We need to be reminded, hey, we're not as good as this team. And I think that it's something to build on. It's actually a good thing. We have to have our backs to the wall. That's the only way that Houston sports team. We got to. Houston has to give our fans heart attack, and that's how we win. So this is all in line. Yeah, I still have a full confidence in the Rockets. I still think we're going to win in seven games. Could take seven, but yeah, this is just how Houston does it, and I think it's a good thing because we can build on this loss.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Hey, listen, you're a fan and be optimistic. I'm having a hard time being optimistic after game one.
I'm a little bit with you just because I felt like there was a time where the Rockets were giving them everything they could. I mean, look, James Harden, ESPN Stats and Info showed they averaged 1.65 points per possession on James Harden ISO plays where he either scored or got layups. That's phenomenal. And you got beat double digits.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even if you said, well, there's some late free throws, they were winning by eight or more, seven or more for a majority of the second half. I don't even – if you don't defend well enough, you don't have a chance
against
the Warriors.
Mr. Yeah said something that makes – it does make a lot of sense. Their defense is predicated on making shots. That is true.
What do you
because
mean?
The Rockets miss threes, and that opens up the court for Golden State. I mean, running down. I mean, what is the best chance for an open look is when you rebound a three.
Yeah, in transition.
In transition.
Yeah, they really have to shut down Golden State from getting looks in transition. I mean, look, once again, Kevin Durant made a zillion shots. He doesn't average that many makes per game. He doesn't shoot that percentage this year. Well, actually, he shoots, I think, close to it. But you're not going to get that every single game. Problem is, you're probably not going to get 1-for-5 from three with Steph Curry either. Yeah.
All right, let's talk Renters Warehouse right now. Live from Constellation Field. I don't care where you are. This is Sugarland. You think that people would want love to rent houses here in Sugarland? Yeah. Katy, Missouri City. You're here in this area. People want homes. They want to live in homes. They don't want to buy homes for whatever reason. That's great. You know who wins? You win because they're paying off your mortgage. You're the one that's benefiting from them paying off your mortgage. This is how you build wealth in this country. When you own a strip mall or any kind of office building, you know what you want? You want renters in there leasing your place and paying off that mortgage, those payments that you have to make for that building. It's the same with your home. Mm-hmm. Let someone else pay off your home.
And it's not even if your home is already paid for, man, you really should be looking into this, especially if you've got kids or out of the home and you're looking to downsize. But the other thing is, with Renter's Warehouse, I mean, if you think, well, no one will want to rent my home, I live in Kingwood. I said that about my mother-in-law's home to Richard Drake. He's like, oh, are you crazy? The suburbs actually are almost recession-proof because so many people, if the economy gets tight, will move out to the suburbs to get more home for their dollar. And he said that's one of the locks is renting in the suburbs, which I had no idea about. So, you know what? If you want to find out what your home will rent for, just call the pros at Renter's Warehouse at 713-224-RENT. Or there's a form you can fill out online, and you can get the answer to that question online at renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.